Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Video bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Audio bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import, now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it free at winamp.com/android.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mads and Madistrator Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1387, recorded October 23rd, 2012. I love the smell of SkyMall in the morning.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Hey, everybody, wake up! It's time for the GizWiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo Laporte of Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, a nerd pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing, blowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! It's time for the GizWiz, the Dumb Show, with Mr. Smarty Pants, Dick DiBartolo. Hello!
Leo, how you doing?
I am so excited, Dick.
And why is that? Because are you taking that up all day stuff?
I ordered, and maybe Jason Howell, our producer, maybe I did this on the air. We could go back and review the tape because I ordered the iPhone helicopter that was.
I remember that.
Yeah, the crap we bought on SkyMall last week. Yeah. And maybe I put an extra zero in because I thought I'd get one. I've got 10 of them.
Are you serious?
$200 worth of iPhone helicopters.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, I can tell you right now, I actually wasn't here for that episode. That was the day
that
I was out. So apparently I didn't do
Jammer
some checking.
Jammer B, you were here, right? Well, review that tape because you know what I think we're going to do? I mean.
You have 10 of those?
10.
That's crazy.
We'll use it. We're going to have an armada.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to get the entire TWiT staff to fly these around. It'd be great. We could have, like, we could attack.
Nice.
Or I could give them away. Or we could have helicopter war. You want to have helicopter wars?
All right. Droid compatible?
Is it droid compatible? No. It's only for iPhones.
Oh, Jammer B, you can use a slingshot for yours.
It's probably Joy. Mota, M-O-T-A, toys.com. It says iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad, although we looked on the App Store and it isn't on the iPad. But it has, anyway, we'll show it later because we're just charging right now, but it's the crap I bought from SkyMall. And then we have a slate of great new products. But that's later in the show.
That's later.
It doesn't even really have anything to do with the show.
No, it has a lot to do with it.
It's just something it's kind of a sop that you threw me, a little something, a little crumb from the table of the GizWiz that you threw me so that I'd have something to do. Because really, this show is about you, and it's rightly so. Mad Magazine's maddest writer.
And you know, we had the meetup this weekend.
Oh, how did that go? At the Boat Basin.
At the Boat Basin Cafe. And you know, you always, before SkyMall came into the picture, you would always threaten to do the 2x4. Now, somebody, Jason's going to cut to my close-up camera because someone to the meetup brought me a 2x4.
That's a nice one.
Yes, and I'll tell you why it's a nice one, because this 2x4...
it's from the boardwalk on Coney Island.
Yes, unfortunately, to people who love the boardwalk, parts of it are being replaced with a cement boardwalk.
That's not a boardwalk, it's a... concrete
walk. It's a
walk.
Cement walk. Yeah, it's a concrete walk. So someone brought me this 2x4, authentic 2x4. And Leah, the funny thing was, I'm going to take that out. I bought beer for everybody who showed up. And John, the manager there, said, you know, how about buckets of beer? And I'll put in all different assorted beers that you might like. And so I said, yeah, great. So I'm not a huge beer drinker, but Dennis came over and said, I got this great beer. I think you'll like the taste of it. So I tasted it and I said, no, I like it. It's good. And he said, now read the label and go down to the bottom of the label. And can you see what it is?
It's
bottled
from Petaluma. That's our famous Lagunitas IPA. That is a very good beer. It's what we drink here at the Brick House.
Love it.
But it was so amazing that of all the beers the guy would put in, one of them would be from Petaluma.
Well, it's not amazing to me because it's a very good beer. By the way, we also are offering for a small amount of money, we are replacing the floor in the Brick House with cement, and anybody wants to buy commemorative 2x4s.
Oh, yeah.
Only $500,
so
limited edition.
So many employees have been sort of just vanishing just off the face of the
earth. Right through the floor.
And then cover them with cement. So that's, I saw the basement with those mounds.
Actually, Da Vinci Wonder in our chat room says that he's in a wheelchair and he's actually glad because the boardwalks are not very easy to navigate on a wheel.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. They'll be much smoother and easier.
Very good.
And apparently Myra Joyce took some pictures. They're on her Facebook page. Have you seen them yet?
I saw two of them.
Oh, I've got more than that.
Oh, okay.
This is the third annual GizWiz meetup.
That's Joe Bolanos.
Is he a plumber?
He bought food for everybody.
Oh, Joe. I know Joe Bolanos. Yeah, yes, that's nice.
You do. Yeah, so. That's and there's great. Old Geek.
This old geek, you interviewed him.
Old Geek all the way on your left.
Yeah,
right
you interviewed him, I remember, on the Giz Fizz. There's some flowers. Yeah. Here's some examples of things that you,
we gave all that stuff away.
Giveaways, wow. Yeah. Including your book, I see, Good Days and Mad.
Yeah, I still have them. No one wanted them.
Oh. 3D
Twister. No, but next year you have to take a book if you come. I think I'm going to do it that way. Becky?
This is a challenge for you, Dick. You've got to identify these people.
Eddie Bacon, who's a fan but lives at the marina.
He actually lives there, Eddie Bacon.
Lives
does.
There, yep, yep.
He full, says he right. won't let me add a tag, so I won't. So that was fun.
What back of Dennis. Yeah. So it was great fun.
There's the IPA.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
That is, by the way, we drink a lot of Lagunitas. They have a little beer. When you come back here, I'll take you to the beer garden. I didn't know you were a beer drinker.
When it's very hot, I like beer. But that beer in particular was, I found, really delicious.
It's one of my favorites. They also have a little something-something beer. That's very good. They have Censored.
That's the real name of it?
A little something-something. Yeah. That's our favorite. I think we drink a lot of that here. They have quite a few. They have Christmas ales and all sorts of stuff. They do heavy and light. No, I'll take you to the beer garden, Lagunitas Beer Garden. They have performers. They actually have a little amphitheater now where they can do concerts. It's a nice place. Wow. It's another. Wow. Now, there are two reasons to come to Petaluma. The chicken, the eggs, and the beer. That's three.
Wow. Three.
Well, it looks like
it was a great event.
And soon the trolley car. There are 33 pictures on Myra's Facebook page. If you want to see more of these, there's actually more pictures than there were people. Is that Bronwyn?
Yes.
Hey, Bronwyn, East Coast girl.
Yes.
Nice to see her. She's one of three people in the world who have a twit tattoo. Did you know that?
No. Yeah. Oh, she should have showed us.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she can.
So I worked for CBS Radio. Yeah, it was really great.
What a great group. What a great group. So what?
And that gentleman there
who won the
$100 helicopter. Who's the one who bought the boardwalk thing? John.
Well, John, nice job. You won the big prize. That's the grand prize. Yeah. He's happy.
And then the day after in the Daily News, I read about someone falling to a hole in the boardwalk at Coney Island. It said because someone had sawed a piece out. So
you know what I find interesting is that the number of men there who wear mustaches.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't that kind of amazing.
Yeah,
and the women.
There's something about GizWiz fans. They're a hairy bunch.
Yes. I take it as a form of flattery. I think. Yeah.
You brought mustaches?
I brought mustaches for all. My meetups are a happening thing, Leo.
Wow! What fun!
Yeah, it was good.
Some people look good with little black mustaches.
Yeah.
They probably don't make stick-on Dick DiBartolo handlebar mustaches.
No. I would sue. I would sue.
they all are. What a motley crew. That is such a motley crew. That's the Dick DiBartolo. Oh, my. That's the Dick DiBartolo hair club for men get together.
Exactly.
Very nice, Dick.
Yeah.
And I think I should wear it like this.
Oh, that's good.
There's all kinds here. I don't know what this is, but apparently it's a collection of mustache toothpicks.
And they're very funny.
They do make one that matches yours.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, I get it. You're supposed to stick this up your nose.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow. Lip service, fashionably dashing party picks. This is from Fred.
Fred.
Of course, yes.
Fred.
And Liz Romero. Yes. Come here. I don't know. Liz has figured out that the best way to do this is just to, if you just put it right through your lip like that, then it just stays in place.
Oh, higher.
Ah! That looks painful. Holy cow. Even Dick is not, he can't handle it. He's like.
No. It's funny because I happen to have something from, did you get it? Oh, that's okay.
Hey, by the way, we should say hello to your guest, your in-studio guest today at Disneyland.
In-studio guest is now on a ladder.
He's climbing. Get down, he's sir.
He's climbing up, trying desperately to get something that I think also from Fred. And yeah. Is it from Fred? Yeah. Okay. It's from Fred also. Now, give me 1 second.
This Fred guy really gets around.
This Fred guy makes some funny stuff.
Yeah.
So, let me see.
It's a mustache cup. Like,
nerd, Fred?
You got to move your hand. I don't...
Let me go over to here. And it gives you a new nose.
Oh, like that. Look at that.
There you go.
Wow.
Every cup is different, and it's pick your own nose drinking cup.
That's really weird looking.
Fred's got a niche market. What can I tell
you? Fred has figured it out.
Pick your nose drinking
cup. Introduce your model, would you?
Our new model?
No, the guy is modeling the nose cup.
What's your name,
sir?
Herb Florence.
Hi, Herb.
And
how are you?
Herb is an IT person, was trying to figure out what was going on here, and we could not figure it
out. Now, Dick, don't you think it's a little bit odd that you have an IT person in there and all three of your internet connections went out at the same time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because when he first came in, he said, "You're not going to eat anything while I'm here, are you?" I didn't get the connection.
I arranged it because I wanted to have my soup, so I just said... I called up my friends at Time Warner and it's Kill Dick's internet.
Shut everything down. I need like 17 minutes. No, I'm going to have a drink too. Make it 19 minutes.
Now, when you're at the boat basin, it looks like did you take the people from the boat basin to your boat?
First of all, we all walked down to my work boat because I had put the drop cam on the roof.
Ah, how fun.
So that people could wave to friends. Then we had the meetup and then, I would say 12 or 14 of them walked up and had a look at Disneyland and the back. Yeah.
Dick, that's such a great thing. I hope you do it again next year. What a great
little 18-hour meetup.
And an 18-hour show if we don't get to the gadgets. What's your first gadget of the day today?
First gadget, very soon it will be Halloween. So ThinkGeek has come out with the Mega Stomp Panic.
Whoa.
And I'm going to turn on because I like the way this glows. So we have a lot of LED lights on here. But basically, I disagree with them in one way. They said that Auto Stomp Panic is an auto reality costume. So you don't need a costume. You just wear the Mega Stomp Panic. And what you do is the amplifier speaker goes on your waist and the little sender goes onto your belt. And I'll just pick out a
wow.
My favorite is rain. So there's a little accelerometer. So every step you take. So Leo, I'm thinking of on Halloween wearing my foul weather gear.
And you bring the storm follows.
I'm saying, you cannot believe how wet it is outside.
Wow.
So there's robot. And, my other favorite thing is you could be
a Donkey Kong or something. Yeah.
Yes. And it's very funny if you walk around with the Donkey Kong sound and just do fast turns. And it look, you know, you can pretend to be a little character in a video game. Wow. So it's very clever. And the reason I'm doing it now is that the company said that they only got one shipment in, one Halloween. That's a good deal.
So you could, like, be a stomping guy like a Hulk or a robot. Or... What's neat is the accelerometer means that when you stomp, it actually makes that stomping sound. That's a kind of a neat idea.
And there is a secondary function to every sound effect. So if you're the stomping guy, then if you stop and really put your foot down, you'll hear things shatter like your foot went through.
But now let me ask you, how good is that? It's hard for us to tell. But is the sound kind of realistic? It sounds a little tinny. Is it tinny?
No, you know, it's not tinny in person. I think it's fairly decent because it's not a bad speaker.
Here's the gunslinger sound.
So
you could, like, head. If you pull your... Oh, I see. So the key is you got to stomp to make the sound. So you pull your gun, which is just your fingers, but then if you stomp, it goes boom.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
And then
that's cool.
If you're...
You're kind of a 4-year-old gunslinger who's really angry.
That's exactly...
Yeah.
Exactly. So $39.95, Think Geek.
You know, it didn't work out well. I got stuff from SkyMall. You get stuff from Think Geek. We gotta do a flip-flop here. Can I do crap I got from Think Geek and you can do SkyMall?
Well, you know, I've done everything in the SkyMall catalog.
You actually have.
So I had to move on. I had to move on.
You had to move on. It's funny because before every show, if you watch live, you know this, we ask the chat room for suggestions. And, you know, in some of the worst stuff you've ever seen, like the magic wand remote control. And Dick goes, oh, no, we did that. Oh, yeah, we did that. Oh, no, we can't do that one. We did that one. So you have done most of these.
Yeah, exactly.
But good news, I found worse crap than ever before, so...
Oh, great.
Basically, these are things that even Dick wouldn't do, is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
That's the title for the segment, Things That Even Dick Wouldn't Do.
What else you got, Mr. D?
Well, you know, I went to the New York Pet Expo this week. We're going to do two doggy gadgets, and I have a little video to introduce the spot here, so Jason can just run the video. And it solves the problem.
The man's man is trying to end the Giz Whiz. You know what this is? This is pet peek. You know, you have a fence in the backyard and your dog is trying to peek out. My dog Fairway tries to look in between the little slats. Well, you don't have to with pet peek because it's a porthole that you mount right in the fence. It's $39.95 and they're at petpeek.info. This is really neat. And I'm here at the New York Pet Expo. So this clever device, the first thing that we're seeing as we walk in the door. So Dick DeBartolo, Man's Man is trying to end the Giz Whiz one take theater here on Twit this week in tech. Yes. We're going to look around and we're going to find some dog snacks.
Wait a minute. You did that so fast. I don't know if our home audience or especially the audio audience has any idea what that is. So I know this happens because Ozzy, I let him out the door, and he runs to the fence and barks at it, and he knows there's something on the other side.
Right.
But he just can't
Right. And Fairway, I have a fence to my neighbor's yard, and Fairway turns a head sideways trying to peek through the little, like, half-inch opening between the pickets.
Yeah, Ozzy does it. So this is a porthole you cut in your fence.
Exactly, 9.5-inch acrylic porthole. So you just take the frame off it, use that as the template, take a jig. So there you go. Make
if you
a
go
round
to petpeek.info, you can see this. It's round. It's kind of like your dog's in a bathysphere looking out at the world beyond. It's a funny look. But I guess for the dog, they need to stick their nose. It feels like there should be a little hole for their nose to go through.
Oh, well, maybe maybe they didn't want someone to stick something in back through the... I don't know. You know, the thing is, if you had a little fake doggy face, you could fill it with water and seal it, and it would look like your dog was in a submarine.
Your neighbor will never notice
The fact yes, that there right. is
well,
now-
your neighbor has to love your dog a lot, otherwise you'll be
Harvey, look what that DiBartolo did this time. There's a dog peeking through the fence. It's like, now, see, I can't do that because I don't think my neighbors would appreciate it.
Your neighbors live, what, like a half a mile away?
Well, I know, but that's not, you know. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you get it for Ozzy, you're going to have to get that, and then you're going to have to get a telescope. So when he looks in there, he can see what's going on.
Master, oh, master, I can't see anything. There's nobody out there. Oh, squirrel.
It's a dome. It's a dome that goes out of the, it's a fence dome. How much is that?
Yeah. They like to call it pet peek.
Oh, it's not expensive.
It's $34.95. I think I said $39 in the video, but $34.95 or $98. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
You would now, need to drill a hole in the fence, though. I mean, it's I got to point that out.
Yeah, it should. Well, it should be your own fence. I mean, I'm not going to go down and do it in the schoolyard. Yeah, it's your own fence.
I think we should put one, Jason, in the wall right here so we can see what's going on in the restaurant next door.
Well, oh, I thought you were going to say in the restroom. I don't think
the bathroom's right there, Leo.
I'm really not that interested. No, but the restaurant's right through the wall. We could just go peek our. What are you guys cooking tonight?
Yeah, I think that's good. Well, this looks good. Go over there and order it. You see, you say, oh, yeah. That looks. Put it near the kitchen.
In that case, a few slots in it would actually be great because then we get the nice scent from the restaurant.
That's true.
All right, gadget number three.
Gadget number two. Okay, so these two are, I'm considering one gadget because the next one is from the Pet Expo, and it's more for Ozzy.
Yeah, I love pet stuff. I have to admit, I went to Petco or whatever it's called, and I bought Ozzy, so many, specially scented doggy poop picker-upper bags, and... Yeah. They had a deal on dog food. If buy three bags, get the fourth one free. So now I have 500 pounds of dog food. Ozzy weighs 7 pounds. How long do you think 500 pounds?
I'm there with you. It is especially in dog food, the 10-pound bag is $10. The 15-pound bag is $12.
Right.
The 20-pound bag is $17. Right. The 50-pound bag is
it's cheap.
I know.
So I asked the lady. I said, I have a 7-pound dog. She said, oh, this keeps you for years.
Yeah.
What's it made out of?
I know. And Dennis is tired of putting it in the meatloaf. I said, well, Dennis, just put it in the meatloaf when we have company if you're so picky.
She said that. She says it mixes up good. Add water. Okay. So let me see. What else have I – what pet stuff do you – that I
okay.
should
buy? So we have a mini pacer dog treadmill. And so this company makes a big treadmill, but the mini pacer is for dogs up to 55 pounds.
Oh, folks, you got to see this video. Oh, my goodness.
So David.
It's not a human treadmill. This is just for dogs.
No, dogs only. Okay. So David Ezra, who I think is the CEO of the company, I said, so do you have a model dog? And he said, no, but let's find a dog. So people could bring their own dogs to the dog expo. And he said to this woman, is it okay if we train your dog or see how your dog behaves on a treadmill? And she said, okay. It happens to be a little papillon like you have.
Oh, it is.
And yeah. So the guy stood it on the end of the treadmill with it stationary and started feeding him snacks. And while he's eating snacks, he puts it on very, very low. And the dog keeps walking and eating snacks. And then he slowly takes the snacks away. And the dog was using the little jogging machine. The guy was saying, if you live in New York City on rainy, stormy days, you don't want to walk your dog, or it's 4
like
a.m.
The
in the
Jetsons.
Morning.
It's like George Jetson walking his dog on the treadmill.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, obviously you still want to take your dog out for some social interaction.
It doesn't save you energy. I mean, it's more energy to get the dog to walk on the damn thing than it would be to take the dog for a walk.
I think once the dog gets the hang of it, First of all, you have 50 pounds of food there. So, I mean, you'll end up with a 200-pound
I need to work. On. He needs to you'll have burn a 200-pound
happy on, but you'll at least use the little mini pacer. Yeah.
Has anybody made a wheel, like a hamster wheel, but for dogs?
You know what? Yes. A couple of years ago at the Pet Expo, someone had one of those, but it just kind of looked inhumane to me.
It does, yeah.
You know, the little pet jog thing is they could run off it. It has canvas sides, so the dog concentrates his effort on forward. But he could walk off it. And also, it even has an emergency stop switch like they do at the gym. You put on the dog's collar.
You need that. That's good.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. If the dog stops and the thing keeps going and the dog rides up to the end, it's going to shut it off. So they make two different models. One is for dogs up to 179 pounds, and that's $499. And the mini dog pacer, the Aussie size dog treadmill, is $479.
Wouldn't it be cute if you had a treadmill for yourself and then a treadmill for your dog, and you were holding the leash and you were both walking on the treadmill? That'd be cute.
I think that's a photo opportunity.
A couple of really innovative, that's a good word for it, innovative products from the big pet show.
Now, I have a third thing from the pet show, no video, but I also think this is very, very clever. This is called Animalarm.
Animalarm.
Yeah. So I spoke to the inventor, Victoria Davidson. She's from the UK. And she said, people don't realize how fast temperatures climb inside a car.
Oh, you should leave your dog in the car. That's
even if
terrible.
You have the window open,
yeah.
It doesn't really cool the car. So what you do with the Animalarm is you set a high temperature and a low temperature. You put a little SIM card in it. The company sells SIM cards, or you put in your own SIM card. Yeah, then you set the high or low temperature, and then it will text your phone if it goes below or above whatever you set.
So you have to buy this thing a cell phone account.
Yeah. So I set mine up, and I have it on my little close-up camera here. I don't know if you can see it. So my Amalom has been sending temps all day long.
Your dog, it's hot. Get him out of there.
Well, the thing is,
you could just not put your dog in the car.
All right. Well, that's yes. That is also a good thing. However, I'm thinking, wait a minute. There's like a little courtesy SIM card in here, and I don't know how many minutes it has on it.
Oh,
but
yeah, you could. Yeah.
I could put this down the boat.
Oh.
Next to my little water compartment.
That would be more useful.
Feeds the sink, and then Leo, you can phone it. And if you don't want it sending you the temperature, you can phone it and it'll say the temperature is this. And it also tells you how much battery life is left.
This is good. Actually, I could use this because I do leave Burke in the car sometimes. And it'd be nice to have when I leave him in the car.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get too hot for him.
Up those windows. That was licking on the glass.
Burke will lick the glass no matter what. He's... Yeah. By the way, I'm giving him a hard time because yesterday was Burke's birthday. Happy birthday, Burke. Yeah, Burke McQuinn, who keeps everything working here in the studios. And he's now going to break everything that I use.
Hey, happy birthday, Burke.
The Gizwiz says happy birthday. He's ignoring us right now.
Oh, well, okay, yeah, okay. Right. He doesn't know how to hook up a headset. That's a slight... A little problem that he had.
He's very good. I leave him in the car. He just keeps people away.
So right now it's overseas, but they ship to the U.S. And it's animalarm.co.uk. So that's where they're at.
I like it. I don't like the idea that I have to buy a SIM card for it. Maybe in the U.K. you can get like a $2 a month SIM card.
Well, yeah. How else... Oh, what is that doing now? Okay. You hearing that noise?
Yes.
Oh, it's, okay.
Is that me or you?
No, that was coming in over Skype.
Yeah. I think
You know what that is? That's the animal alarm. Ah. Move it away. It's the SIM card and the animal alarm. It's texting right now. It's saying,
it is. Oh,
it
right.
It is so hot. Oy, I can't wait to get out of here. Am I say, You know, this Gizwiz is very warm. Very warm. Are you ready, my friend?
I am. I'm set, pal.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen. First, we're going to pick something new from Skymall. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you may remember last week we had a little vote on some crap from SkyMall. Here were your choices. The Great Men Wear Mustaches shirt. I thought that would have been good for Dick. The Custom Pet Canvas. I don't even remember what that was. The portable.
It was your pet in like a historical costume.
It was a painting.
Yeah, it was a painting.
Oh, I hope that wins. The portable laptop desk. Or the phone receiver bracelet. The votes are in, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yes! Ozzy's going to get a painting!
Oh, man, that was yeah.
Wasn't even close. Yeah, 58% of the votes, all 377 votes for the custom pet canvas, handily whomping the phone receiver bracelet. I don't know if that's... It's probably more a lack of interest in the other things than it is a great interest in the. But let me.
Anything that has anything to do with Ozzy, people are going to vote for.
Oh, yeah. I am so excited. Let me just show you what we'll be getting a little bit later on, Ozzy.
Yeah. Custom. You know, get him painted in a suit of armor. He could be like Ozzelot.
I don't get the feeling that you have much choice.
Oh. Well, how much is it? I'll tell you how much choice you have.
Wait a minute. That's not it. How did I get here? Custom pet canvas. All right, let's click that link. And here it is. And the only choice you get, it's $49. Oh. The only choice you get is male or female. Because he's either going to be Napoleon or he's going to be Whistler's mother. I think that's the choice. So, but that's the actual picture of the dog, right? So you send them. I have to send them a snapshot of Ozzy's head, and we are going to hang this up.
Couldn't you just do this with a magazine?
Yeah, it's probably pretty easy to do actually with Photoshop.
Don't you have a museum anywhere nearby that you can just
kind of
break into at night,
just steal it and put?
Yeah.
It's probably not that complicated.
Get a painting of Whistler's mother and put Ozzy's head on it.
But this is the reason we're doing this. Wow, they also have a pop art canvas, but that's $100. The reason we're doing this is because we want to review it. We want to test how good it is. This kind of thing. Now, boy, why is that $100 and the other one is just $50? That just shows you how much more popular modern art is.
There's four dogs.
Oh, there's four pictures of the dog. Yeah. It's that Marilyn one Monroe, Andy Warhol. Plus, they have to save up.
But you know what? This looks like it's easier to make than the $49.
No, this one at least looks like there was some painting involved.
Yeah, exactly.
It might be by numbers, but we'll find out how good that's going to look.
Yeah.
Thank you. I feel like I've just been voted a great present. Of course, I have to order it.
Yeah, and Ozzy has to paint it. Oh, did they tell you it's paint by number? It's called paw by number. So, Ozzy comes with a little paintbrush.
Oh, dear. All right. Are you ready to vote for the next item?
Yes.
All
right. What are the choices?
Oh, the choices are fabulous. And we did ask our fabulous chat room to make some suggestions. And here's what they pick. Starting with this, the swivel seat cushion. It's gold violin, item 91052 on SkyMall.
Getting
in and out of your car is so much easier with the swiveling action of this portable seat cushion. It turns a full 360 degrees, so you don't have to twist and strain your lower backs or hips. Padded for comfort on long trips, non-slip backing keeps it securely in place. It supports 250 pounds.
Well, if it turns 360 degrees, you're in the same place you were before you sat on it.
So it's a turntable for your car.
Okay.
That's just one of many choices.
Okay, fine. Does it play records?
No.
Okay.
This one's even weirder. It's called the Hiccurol Hiccup Stick. It's a SkyMall collection, RSY101, safe and simple to use for children and adults. The Hiccurol Hiccup Stick is the world's first tool that instantly stops hiccups. Simply place horizontally in the mouth, gently bite down, and drink a cup of water. It's safe and simple to use for adults and children. Comes with a convenient carrying case. For $19.99, you get three sticks that you can put in your mouth.
Okay, a little hint here. Go to any good restaurant, order chicken satay for $19.99. You'll have a delicious lunch, and you'll probably have five sticks.
I have a feeling if I order this, I'm going to get an email saying, are you kidding? Nobody's ever bought this. You're buying three sticks.
Large toothpicks.
Yeah. For $20.
Yeah. How much is a box of pickup sticks? Do you get even bigger sticks and they'd be in color?
The funniest thing is, I think it's the water you're drinking that actually makes the difference.
Yeah.
That is just bizarre.
That is bizarre. I would drink it with beer.
Sky Mall Collection RSY 101. We just wanted to see if anybody would buy this crap, they say.
Wow.
Finally, and I'm actually pretty excited about this, from Hammacher Schlemmer, the Marshmallow Shooter. Now, look at this.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Item 71405. This clever pump-action device shoots sweet, edible, miniature marshmallows over 30 feet. And unlike other marshmallow blasters, there are other marshmallow blasters? Actually, there are. I'll show you them. It comes with an LED sight that projects a safe beam of red light to help locate a target for your accuracy. Oh, that won't get you shot by the tactical squad. You put a laser sight on your target before you shoot them with marshmallows. That should be illegal. Anyway, the Hammacher Schlemmer. Now, I just want to point out that ThinkGeek sells a double-barreled marshmallow shooter.
Whoa.
Two barrels of marshmallow shooting fury, 50 marshmallows total, shoots up to 30 feet.
For a lot less.
This one, it's $25 for the single-barreled marshmallow shooter on SkyMall, $18 for the double-barreled, but I do have to point out that it was $35. They've marked it down.
Oh, we'll get the double barrel.
It looks like it's the same company, to be honest with you.
It does. I think it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, double barrel. You could put chocolate syrup in one.
I love the tagline on this one. Say hello to my sugary friend.
Does the double barreled one have the red light?
No. No, it does not.
That's the difference. That's the difference.
The LED sight, the laser sight.
That's
important. Here's the deal. If you vote for this, I will order both, and Jason and I will have a shootout. And we will see. We will measure to see if it goes 30 feet. So here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Our straw poll this week. What fresh crapola should Leo spend his hard-earned money on next for the Gizwiz Show? The marshmallow shooter, the hick-cure-all hiccup stick, or the swivel seat cushion? Go to strawpoll.me/4467. Let's check the early votes are coming in. 4467, 70% the marshmallow shooter, the hiccup stick 20%, 10% swivel seat cushion. But that's on the first 100 votes. You're going to have all week to vote on this. So please don't delay. Go to strawpoll.me/4467 to cast your vote. Thanks to Dan Dirks, who created the straw poll tool. It's free for anybody to use at strawpoll.me. I love it. You got Mr. Flores in there as well. That's good.
I did. Herb didn't even know. He was watching another show on a different network.
He was watching The Price is Right. All right. So now, this is what we bought last time on SkyMall, and I must have entered a number wrong.
Yes.
Because I thought I was buying one of these, and apparently I've received 10 smartphone-controlled helicopters.
Wow.
I definitely didn't order 10 of them. Now, the good news is they were only like $20, so we didn't spend a huge amount of money. But I can't, I don't know what to do with this, Dick. I was thinking maybe we could have, we could recreate the scene from Apocalypse Now. Where they do the flight
everybody
of the Valkyries.
In the studio?
And we could attack. Da, 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 da. I love the smell of helicopters in the morning. So, actually, this... I don't know.
Well, you know what?
What?
You know what?
What?
You could have the staff launch them.
Yeah.
And you could try to shoot them down with your marshmallow gun.
All right. Deal. That's what we'll do. You've solved the conundrum.
There you go.
It's basically, these are skeet. So I've been charging this one the whole show. Let me just show you what you get. Actually, it's pretty well made. It's surprisingly well made. The helicopter is plastic, but with a metal chassis. It's a rechargeable, which I kind of like. And supposedly it works with the iPhone. Now, this is the iPhone transmitter. So you get a USB cable, just one, by the way, which you charge the transmitter. And then the transmitter is going to go on the iPhone. So let me just... open up my iPhone. This is an iPhone 5, so it goes in the audio jack right there like that.
So it's not using any power from the phone itself?
Apparently not, because you do have to charge it.
Oh, okay, that's good. Okay.
And I'm going to launch the application. It's called Smart Helicopter. Now, they do say it's available on the iPad. I don't see it on the iPad. So there you go. And you'll get, there's the controls. Now,
ooh.
Yeah, pretty sweet. Now, let me, we've been also charging the helicopter. So let me just unplug this from the charger. This is a USB charger. You only get one USB cable, and it is a proprietary charging cable. So, you know, you're going to have to charge one at a time. So the helicopter's on, and you can see
it's lighting.
It's lighting up. It's lighting up. Now, I don't know what to do now. Okay. Let's see if I can get to spin up. Volume maximum. Okay. Volume maximum. Wait a minute. Oh, I have to. Maybe I didn't do this right. Okay. Turn up the volume and plug in the controller. Okay, good.
Okay.
Good. Whoops. Splash screen. Well, wait a minute.
Oh, it's waterproof.
Yes. The instructions are in. Okay, splash screen. Now I've got to go back to the instructions. Control interface. Rotate the screen. Light. Move motion control. Band throttle stick. Trimmer help. Okay. Normal control mode. Oh, it also, I can apparently uses motion control from the accelerometer, left, right, and so forth.
Wow.
All right. So.
It does everything but actually fly.
It doesn't seem to be. Let's. Warning, please maximize the volume. Okay. Yeah, it's all the way up, sir.
Well, at least you got 10 of them.
Look on the bright side. It really looks well made, though.
Yeah, it's good. And the box is fun.
It definitely lit up. Seems like there should be, let's try it. I have a different transmitter. I charged two of them.
Okay.
Let's see
okay,
if that
good.
One.
Yeah, it's blinking, so it must be on.
Whoopsies. I just don't, don't know what's going on here. Maybe if I read the instructions. You know, one of the things we found is the instructions were wrong. We couldn't figure out if it was charging. And, instructions were completely off on how to charge the thing.
Right.
I think
there's a little slip of paper in there that says, we misspoke when we said this helicopter flies. We meant... It blinks on your table.
All right. Pretend it's flying, folks.
Yeah, right.
Just pretend it's going
enjoy
in the air.
Enjoy the
view.
Colors as
all
they
right.
blink
so,
on and off.
Go to App Store. Search for Smart Helicopter. Down install. Click Go. Turn on the helicopter. Yes, I did. I think we know it's on. It's flickering, right? Go to iController interface. Insert transmitter. Turn on. Dial phone volume to maximum. Move throttle stick. I'm doing that. Trimmer adjust. I seem to be. Come on, Chad. You know how to work stuff like this. The light. Okay. Light on or off. Second.
Is there like a standby switch?
Select channel A, B, or C. Press off button to change to on.
Then call
it says,
for help.
You know, maybe it doesn't work with the iPhone 5. Is that possible?
Oh,
wait a minute. Okay, now let's try it. You may want to stand back, Chad. I think I figured it out. I had my silence. It was silenced. All right. Well, now let's try it. Oh. Whoa! Whoa! Oh, stand back!
Whoa!
That was it, huh? It went on.
And, now charge it again. And we'll do that one more time.
I think that's it. Literally, I think that's it. Whoa! Ow! Okay, no, it works.
The plane coming off was at the whole airplane.
By the way, it's nice. Okay. It comes with two extra propellers and two extra wings. It's just difficult. Maybe, Chad, are you good at this?
I don't know.
All right, well, somebody ought to be. Whoa.
Okay.
It's pretty good. You know, it doesn't have any. It's not like the. It's not like those expensive. I mean, it's only $20. Come on. It's not like those expensive ones that have the.
Off again, and it's down on the floor. I'm just describing the action.
What?
And now it's up in the grid.
It's not super responsive.
Wow
is right.
Yeah.
Maybe it's.
It only has. Two positions. Sit still, fly crazy.
I'm not really good at this. Okay, now the light's on. This is fun.
And slowly he moves the throttle forward.
You can do it, little buddy.
In a gentle, the props start turning slowly.
Oh, it's line of sight.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're right, it's line of sight. No wonder it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's infrared.
Oh.
This is great. No, you can put that back on. It just snaps. Let me just turn it off. That snaps right back on. This is actually great for $20.
All right. Okay. Oh, you're doing it. Now you're doing it. And now you're not.
It's hard. It's really hard to do it right. Where'd it go? I'm glad I got 10 of them. Let's put it. I do down
You'll
better
be,
than them.
Yeah.
But
You'll
that's be... my age speaking. All right, let's see here. All right. This is actually quite cool. I really like this. Now, we've flown it for... I could probably just hover it, right? It's like it suddenly gets the urge to go up.
There you go. Nice done. Bring it over and trim my mustache.
This is great. I love this thing. Wow. Wow. All right, trim the rudder. I know trim the rudder, but it doesn't...
Yeah,
the rudder trimmer
good.
Is not...
And the LED lights let you find what piece of furniture it went under.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could totally use this. You could totally go somewhere with this. Whoa! You know what? It's the infrared thing. Whoa.
Sorry. You got... Wow. Wow, you took off from a crash position.
This thing is so cool. I love it. Come on, baby. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Whoa. All right, that is fun. No, that is real fun. That's great. For $20, two thumbs up.
Oh,
I mean, come on.
That's
really?
Great. That's right. Great.
All right.
Oh,
what's the official name? What's the official name of that, Leo?
I don't know. On SkyMall, they call it the, let's see what the SkyMall name is. On the box, it says a smartphone-controlled helicopter. It comes from a company called Mota, M-O-T-A, Toys, and that is... MOTATOYS.com. And this is the 6036 smartphone-controlled helicopter. Now, it's actually on Mota's site, $50 or $60. So this is a SkyMall. This is a rare occasion where SkyMall actually has the best deal on this thing.
It's $20?
Well, I hope so, because I bought I bought 10 of them. iPhone, $39.99. But, you know, I don't know. Did I spend that much for it? Jeez, $400, really? I think I got them for less.
What do you think?
I think
of
it went
now?
Up because I think I got it. Maybe for they, less.
Yeah, maybe they thought you were a wholesaler when you bought 10 of them.
Now it says 20-foot flying range, two extra rotors, tail rotors, and a USB charger. We're getting pretty good battery life on it. We've been using it quite a bit. Up is down, left is right, black is white. SkyMall has the best deal. All right, one more time. And it's by the way, pretty robust, because I've done nothing but crash it.
And it shows. Oh, there it goes. There it goes. Whoa. Nice. It's going to look good in the dark, too.
Oh. It's cool. Ouch. This thing is cool. Now, yeah. You should obviously not use it in the studio. You should use it outside. But nevertheless, having crashed it now 5 times, it's pretty. It's got a lot of it's metal. The body's metal.
This is why they sent you 10 of them, because
they knew.
They break really quick.
They knew. The software is free. It runs on the iPhone. What do you think? It's pretty sturdy. It does not have a timing pilot.
I like it.
I think this is kind of fun. There it is. And it comes with extra wings, but I haven't yet broken anything. All of it seems like it's still intact. Little weights there. This is cool.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. It's also all the light in here is making it hard to control because of the infrared. So it is. That's something important to note. It's infrared, not RF. So it's line of sight. These little transmitters go right on the iPhone.
So if you use it outdoors, that doesn't affect infrared. If it's bright sun?
I don't know. I think it doesn't. So it won't work outside either. 3D Monkey said, yeah, you want to use it kind of, basically want it to be the dark when you're using
it. Okay. Right. Not in a light room, not outdoors, in a dark room.
I wonder if it says in here. And it comes with a little screwdriver, too, which I thought was neat.
That's the best part.
Yeah. That is, you know, for the price, I think that's good.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah. It's good.
I'm happy. It does not say iPhone 4, iPhone 5 on the box, but it does work fine with all versions of the iPhone, it says, and the iPod Touch. I don't know about iPad. I guess you'd have to use the iPhone version on the iPad. That would probably work fine. All right. It doesn't
very
suck.
Good. Very good.
It doesn't suck. You can, Feld says, you could just go out and get a radio-controlled version. You wouldn't need an iPhone. And it would work. It would work in the outside as well. But I think this is fun. I think what we're going to do is we're going to get a bunch of them, and maybe we'll have a little assault on the.
With the marshmallow gun. Don't forget that.
Yeah, we could attack the restaurant next door.
Yeah,
wouldn't it be if we really got good at it? We could go crazy. Is there anybody here who's good at RC stuff? Burke, are you good at this stuff? So I want to give it to somebody who can really make this thing sing. Liz? Liz is volunteering. All right.
Okay.
All right.
No, I think she said you were looking for someone to sing. So send her back to her desk.
We'll continue the vote. We'll let you know what next week's pick is. Next week, we will be going out and ordering a custom painting of Ozzy for a future episode. Actually, it will have to be for the next week, won't it? Do we have? I don't even know if we have something for next week yet.
Well, we have a whole week for it to come, right? Hasn't the helmet come?
All bets are on the Soundwave helmet.
Yeah, that'll be the next thing.
Yeah, the helmet.
We'll have to get Liz to demonstrate that.
Okay.
Now, that means, since I've concluded the SkyMall portion of the show, it's time to take a little walk. I always like to, after we visit SkyMall, I also always like to go outside, put on my trench coat, my scarf, my fedora, and stroll down memory lane. Hang a left at the Avenue of Broken Dreams. Say hello to the Heartbreak Hotel as I walk by. And pretty soon, before too long, I find myself smack dab in front of Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away,
ha-ha!
He takes them out to play.
Ho-ho!
In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Dicky D.
It's taking off on its
own. Don't mind that.
Wow.
Wow. I love the music. I love the music.
Wow.
I'm getting good
Comes
at it.
Comes with its own soundtrack.
You have to constantly monitor altitude. Whoa!
But for that very reason.
Dick, what do you got for us today?
Okay, our Gadget Warehouse this week is again a great video from one of our viewers. And after the video, I'll tell you how you can submit your video to the Giz Whiz show. This is via Lance Seidman, who has a gadget from the 1970s. So, Lance, tell us all about it.
Hey, Leo. Hey, Dick. Lance here from Las Vegas. Don't know why I rose my hand like I was going to be talking in class, but I did it just for you. Nonetheless, I have this little device here. Obviously, I invented it. Probably back in the 70s. I mean, because, you know, radio was great, right? Except for Saturdays. Radio is awesome.
Yes!
And Sundays. But anyway, except the Giz Whiz isn't on Sundays. It's okay. I like Tuesday. But anyways, what do we have here? Just looks like a Walkman, right? Old-fashioned, and you got your old-fashioned tape, right? Well, this isn't, actually. This is basically, yeah, Walkman. You could play regular cassettes, right? But if you Dick already knows, Leo, good chance you do, too. Well, you have two inputs for headphones. But anyways, you have your power on, off, and you have your regular buttons, radio, tape. But how does this have a radio? I mean, this is old. I mean, really old, but it's made by Toshiba. It's metal, and it really wants you to know. And here you have your DC 6-volt input, or you can have batteries, and it requires a lot of batteries. But nonetheless, you take this sucker. What is this exactly? This is actually an FM tuner. That's right. It has little contacts in the back here, which you gotta keep clean, otherwise it's not gonna work properly. But nonetheless, here is the dial to go up and down to tune the radio, which I'll show you in a moment. And then you have stereo or mono. So, really, it's not too old, but nonetheless, plus it's handheld. But it is amazing. It is literally an FM tuner that you put in this. Well, at the time, it was considered really portable, obviously. But so let's go ahead and put this in here.
I had one of these.
And there's a little lock, you know, because... Maybe you know. Tell me. Anyways, so you close it, and there's a little hole right here to switch up and down to choose what radio station. This isn't the best room for testing. I don't have a lot of audio equipment in here, and let's go upstairs to the 5.1. Now we'll go over here. Here's what we need. Our receiver, as you see, just a normal receiver. And so now we have the side of the device. As you see, we have the play button, the stop button, the volume control, which is old school. Now we just do a digital or side button, which we press up and down. This is, you know, really old. And again, here's a better view of the dial here, you know. But anyways, yeah, so let's go see this in action. And so you see, we simply have it hooked up with two RCA and plug it in the phono, as seen. And we'll go ahead and turn on and press play. Make sure the audio is very low because this can get very loud. So we'll go ahead and slowly turn up the volume. As you hear, it's static.
Works.
And that's it for the Toshiba stereo cassette player, model KT81.
Wow. So oh, I'm works. Sorry about the ER, but that, hey, that is great. You know, yeah. The guy's got maybe $5,000 worth of stereo equipment. But I'm glad he finally added some radio to that thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So is that a... just the helicopter just decided to go. Sorry, I should turn it off. Is that a Walkman with a stereo radio module?
Yes, but I believe that it had to be set up so that there was a radio option on the cassette player. I don't know if you could take that and stick it in any.
I see.
But I remember when that first came out, I thought, this is really great. Although then a year later, they thought, why don't we just put the tuner right in the in the player itself?
Wow.
But it's very, yeah. And it goes back a long time. So, Lance, thanks so much for that. If you have a video that you want to submit to the GizWiz, our standards are lower than that helicopter when it crashes. looking for three things. I bought a piece of crap. You bought something that you hated, like a helicopter. No, but Leo loves the helicopter.
I'm loving this.
Yeah. I invented this. Next week, we're going to have an I invented this video.
Oh, good. That's
or
fun.
My Gadget Warehouse, something that you bought years and years ago, and for some bizarre reason, you can't part with it. Just shoot a little video, 2-3 minutes tops. Post it on YouTube and send Jason, our esteemed producer, an email. And the address is gizwiz@twit.tv. And unless it's deplorable and awful, if it's deplorable and awful, we'll still show
especially
it.
Especially.
it would be a notch up to the rest of the show. Yeah. So
well, that was nice.
Post a video on YouTube.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's always fun to see fans and where they are, what they're doing. He had a nice Denon receiver, by the way.
Yeah,
he had a pretty good stereo system there, so that was kind of...
Yeah, cool. And you could tell he was in Vegas because whatever room we were in, it had chandeliers and, plush. Amazing.
Very, very cool. Well, I think it's time, if you've got the theme, for the letters.
Never heard this one before.
This is the punk version. Little headbanging letters.
Wow, isn't that funny? Yeah.
Dan Luters, he could do any style.
No kidding.
You got a letter for us, Dick?
I do, and it's going to require Jason to go to the close-up camera after I read it. Mike Wills says, you guys were talking about items that hadn't changed in years. Remember the Braddock device, Leo?
Yes.
The guy invented one thing that is still used in the 20s.
It's
still
to measure your shoes, your feet for shoes. Yeah.
So Mike says, my uncle's camp stove toaster is older than I am. I'm 32. But the box nor the toaster has changed since he bought his and he still uses it. It is the camp toaster that still cost $4.95.
Wow.
Jason, do you have a shot of it here? And this is...
Well, it's made out of hangers.
It's stainless.
Oh,
it's
right.
Stainless. REI still sells it for under $5.
Oh, I see. You lean the toast up against those wires. Four slices at a time, and then the heat of the campfire.
Yeah, or the little Sterno stove. I used to put it over a little Sterno stove. And you could actually make toast, and you after it was done, you just turn the toast around. But it's kind of interesting that something lives on all these years later.
That is very cool. You know, we actually have a celebrity in the chat room today, Dick.
Really?
Yes. Speaking of inventions, Web 1077, his grandfather invented something I think we've all used, the self-centering stool at McDonald's.
Really? The self-centering stool?
Yes. Haven't you ever noticed that when you get on a McDonald's stool and you sit down and you turn and swivel around and you get up, it goes back self-centers?
Okay. Oh, nice.
In our showroom invented.
Yes.
His grandfather. I hope he didn't sell the patent to that. I hope you're living off of that. That's a nice little nest egg.
That is clever. Well, you're getting, the audience may pick your self-centering car seat, 360-degree rotating cushion.
It doesn't self-center because of him. He's got the patent on it. It can only, it doesn't ever, it doesn't.
But I still think if they buy it, you should try it on your ball. Because you could spin
on, my
on
ball.
Your ball. You could, yeah, you could put it under your ball. And, wow, you could go 360 in seconds.
I want to try some more of this helicopter. This thing is, I think I've gotten good. I've been practicing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think I'm ready to do this one more time before we go. I just want to see if I can get this thing to float in the air and stay there. You think I can?
I bet you can.
All right, let's turn it on. And we're going to go up. You can't see it, but it's still doing it. Look at that.
Look at that. It's awe-inspiring.
The music. I have to say that the music does quite add to it.
Yes, it does.
It makes it much more dramatic.
It's just beautiful.
Look at that. No hands. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's just scratching. Oh, dear. Anyway,
wow.
That just...
Wow.
The amount of fun you can get for $400 these days.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's a belated explosion.
So, Dickie D, we had a lot of fun today. Want to thank your guest, Herb Flores, for visiting and...
Don't forget the What the Heck Is It game is on. You only have a few more days.
Gizwiz.biz. That's the website. GIZWIZ.BIZ. We're almost to the end of October, and of course, that's when this will all be over.
And you'll be able to win the December issue of Mad Magazine.
What the heck is that? It looks like some sort of pipe fitting or something like that. The December issue, who's on the cover of the December issue?
The cover issue is the Twilight issue.
I love it. With Alfred E. Newman as their love child.
Yes, and I have the four worst products ever from Brookstone in that issue.
Well, we've got some inspiration here.
Yes, I was going
to
say.
All you have to do is figure out what that is, what that thing is, and... The right answer gets 12. There's 12 autographed Mad Magazines for the right answer, 24 for the best clever incorrect answer. Can you not see my screen?
No, I had it switched.
There it is. The strange little pipe fitting thing there. What could that? Whatever could that be?
I give no hints. I take no prisoners.
Anybody got it right yet?
I fly no planes. no one's got it right. You know, I don't. I just put them all in a folder, but from time to time I look, and there's some funny answers. I haven't seen anybody with the right answer yet. And if they have the right answer, I just erase them. Just kidding.
Dick, thanks so much. The Giz Fizz. We actually recorded already on Saturday two segments with you.
Yes, we did.
So I think I don't know. I'll let you know if the Giz Fizz is going to be right after the radio show on Saturday.
What are we doing when you're away? Are we just... skipping this?
God only knows what we're doing when I'm away.
Oh, okay. Because
I don't even care.
More.
I won't be here.
Okay. So next, you're here next
Tuesday. Scott Wilkinson
though, right?
will be doing the show. I will. Oh, I'm here till I don't leave till November 6th, I think, is the first day without me.
Oh, okay. Then we
and
have two.
And somebody else is hosting the show.
Justin Robert Young, I had heard last
heard.
Oh,
that's a great idea.
But it's been a while since I heard
Funny
that.
Funny man, Justin Robert Young. You'll love him.
Okay, great, great.
You'll perfect, love him. Perfect. And, so I think that makes sense. He'll be doing a couple of gizwizzes with you, and then we'll also do the radio show, so you can appear on the radio show if you want. Or not. Hey, thank you, Dickie D.
You're welcome, Leo. It was super fun.
Very fun, and we'll see you next time on the Gizwiz.
I'll be here.